Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to Green Bay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Let the dialing begin. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish. We haven't done a listing dish in a few weeks.
Well, we haven't.
All you have to do to get the listing dish done is give our phone screener, who today is Melissa, your item number. Even if you want us to look at your store, we need one item number.
We need at least one, okay? Yeah.
And so if you send that in to us, email that in to us during the show while we're on the air, we can read it over the air. Just click contact us on the eBay radio player.
Yeah.
That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the little web form, hit the submit button. We do our best to get to all of your emails and phone calls as much as we can. And people are already sending them in, Greg.
Already?
Yeah, so let's look and see what we've got here.
Alrighty.
Can you read? This is from Stacy in Woodstock, Illinois, known on eBay as Right Brain Boutique. We know her. She says, can you repeat the link for the free listing promo? Yes, I have it here.
Okay.
It is pages.ebay.com.
Yes.
Slash. Promo. Slash. 2015. Slash. 1028. Slash. Sellnow.html. I'm going to put it in just a few minutes into the chat board.
Yeah, you should. That'll be helpful.
Okay. So our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And let me look down here and see what we have. I know we have a couple of other ones here that came in the mail. And Griff, I didn't pre-read this one. Oh, Manny from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Manny.
Known on eBay as BG Auto 3.
BG Auto 3. Okay.
Why, when creating a listing on the mobile app, does the sales tax option not come out?
Good question. I think it's because it's a simplified form.
That's why?
Yeah. If you have it set up on the desktop app that you charge sales tax for specific states or at least your state, that setting should hold when you list with the same ID on the mobile app. It should show up. The mobile app, there's a lot of features that would be globally applied to each listing depending on your preferences. I can think of like bio requirements, for example. You can set those up on the desktop app, and those should carry over as settings, as presets, not as something that you can then edit or change or reach as the feature within the mobile app listing experience.
Okay. Also, have you heard any more news that Ed from Corning, New York had sent this in the other day to us? Said he attended the Seller Hub webinar and they said it'd be rolled out on the 20th, but
yeah,
people are still waiting.
Yeah, still waiting. Yeah. So there were some last minute concerns that can happen with a beta rollout that they want to address. So
okay.
they're delayed.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Griff, I found the perfect gift for you to get me for my birthday.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
What is it?
I knew you would be, darling.
Yeah. What is it?
Okay, here it is. It is item number 1917.
Oh, you're giving me an item number.
Yeah, 1917.
1917.
2246.
2246.
1119.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Is it affordable, I wonder?
So, again...
Oh, look at this.
That is, yeah, it's, current bid is $5.50.
Oh, babe.
And it's a ukulele.
Babe.
And it's from Miss You Already, starring Drew Barrymore, Toni Collette, and Tyson Ritter.
Know the first two, don't know the last one.
And it's a charity, eBay auction, for Stand Up to Cancer. And it's 100% authentic, exclusive ukulele signed by Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette, of course, we know.
We know Toni.
Director is Catherine Hardwick. 100% authentic ukulele signed by the stars of the upcoming film Miss You Already.
Oh, it's an upcoming film.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
An honest and powerful story following two best friends, Millie, played by Tony, and Jess, played by Drew, as they navigate life's highs and lows. I don't know where the ukulele fits
Sounds like
in,
beaches.
But maybe they are playing the ukulele or something during the show. I don't
this
know.
This very ukulele?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
Did you know that, what's the correct Hawaiian pronunciation of a ukulele?
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
Exactly. But most people say uke. Bring your uke.
Bring your uke.
Yeah, bring your uke with you.
We're going to have a kiki.
I'm getting much better, you know.
You're getting much better what, at playing?
It's been several months since I've been playing, yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'll tell you why. So you love music, which means you have some
exactly.
musicality.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that it would come out in something like an instrument. So
mm-hmm.
You'll be famous.
Hey, the famous ukulele player.
You can...
Lee Mirabal.
What was that World War II era song with the longest title of any song? I'm just a cranky old Yank in a something old shack.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I want to go back to my little grass shack.
No, it's not that. No? I'm going to look it up because it's actually... And I remember it was a trivia question for like shows in the 60s. What was the longest song title?
Oh, really?
And I'm just going to put I'm a cranky... Yes, here we go. Sorry. So the title is... Here we go. I'm a cranky old Yank in a clanky old tank on the streets of Yokohama with my Honolulu mama doing those beat-o, flat on my Cedo Hiro blues.
And that's the name of the song?
Hoagy Carmichael's song, and that's the title.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought there was a ukulele in there.
Do you
somewhere.
Know the song Ukulele Lady? It's done by a lot of people, including Arla Guthrie.
No, yes, I've heard it.
It was first done by a woman who was on the radio back in the 30s.
Yeah.
Did it first over the radio. You know, she did it and then made a record of it. And Bette Midler did it, and Arla Guthrie did
yes,
it.
Yes, that's the one I've heard, Bette Midler.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song.
My favorite is going to the Hukilau.
Hukilau. Hukilau. Yes.
Yes, we're going.
So anyway, that's what I want from you for my birthday. So
I always thought going to the Hukilau is like when the Prozac kicks in.
Could be.
Yeah. So that's what you want for your birthday?
Yes.
Consider it considered.
Consider it considered, exactly.
But you know, it's like really cheap now, but you know this thing's going to go way up in price, babe. Hey, you know what we can do? Lee,
what
can you
we
turn
do?
Your headphones off for a minute?
Yeah, okay, I'll turn my headphones off.
Right. So what we can do, audience, is we can get together and pool our resources and buy this for her. What do you think? She's not listening. Okay, you can put your headphones back on. Lee, you can put your headphones back on. Babe. Lee!
Hello, are you back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear that at all.
Before we end the segment... The unofficial eBay poll. Oh, we have a phone call. Wait a minute. I better not mess with that.
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania, known as Gypsy's Lair on eBay. Hi, Vanessa. What's your question or comment?
Hi there. My question is, the primary item that we sell, they're all old vintage photos and like anywhere from the 1800s all the way up to some current.
Yeah, I love that.
But we have started watermarking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it's just a sign of the times or whether watermarking has affected the sales. So
Necessarily. There is the possibility if your watermarks are huge that they might get a little push down in best match for image quality, but it's probably not the case.
They're kind of opaque. I mean, they're large but opaque. So can you explain what that means about something?
Well, there's a watermark policy guide which says they have to be no bigger than a certain percentage of the photo and they should appear on the bottom. However, I know people who sell art or who sell photos especially, who use them in the middle with good reason. because you don't want people downloading them and printing them out and avoiding paying you. So,
because that defeats the purpose of a watermark. If it's on the bottom, then
right, because they can crop it. So I wouldn't worry. Yeah. I wouldn't. It's not the watermarks. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not the watermarks. And I'll tell you, give me an item title.
Oh, good golly.
I see you're not prepared. Aha.
No, I'm not.
No, we're going to go on a break in a second. Yeah. And during the break, you're going to go get an item title. And then we're going to, when we come back in 3 minutes, we'll check.
Go to my store.
Well, no, I want to search for the item because that's the proof.
Oh.
Okay. And if I use a few of those words and other items come up, I can show you where it is in ranking. So,
okay, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the watermarks.
Okay, good. I will.
Yeah. What kind of photos are they? General subjects? I love old photos.
Oh golly, it's so fun. We spend probably more hours than we should in researching and all that stuff.
Well, you enjoy it.
Oh, right? It's fascinating. Yeah, the history behind it is amazing.
Well, you get smarter with each bit of research. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, because each photo is different, and it's a different family, and it's a different subject, and oh my gosh.
Well, also,
go down rabbit trail after rabbit trail.
When we're on this break, get us an item number, and think of the most interesting story you have from one of the items you found, one of the photos. We'd love to hear it. In the meantime, we have to take a break, right, Lee?
Exactly.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Reply Manager. 888-RADIO-30. That's our number here on eBay Radio.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software. And now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 344.
How to deliver great customer service. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto, an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant, is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. She has this tip.
I make sure that enclosed in that package is a feeling of a gift when it opens, even if it's a simple wrapping it in a piece of tissue paper. And I enclose an invoice, which I have written the hand thank you on the bottom, and I let them know that I'm there for them through the whole transaction. So if there's any problem at all, they can feel free to give me a call or write me a message. I'm going to take care of them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you
time to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We're on pins and needles, as we always are. Must be the medication. Awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30 and...
We're on the phone with Vanessa.
Right. And Vanessa, did you get us an item number?
I do. All right. It's 3614-0231-1274.
Would you say that one more time for us?
Mm-hmm. 3614-0231-1274.
Is this a sold listing?
No.
Okay, it's not turning up for me. I'm going to ask you to give it to
I've
us one more
it.
Time. Can you guess one more time? I may have mistyped.
Yep. 3614-0231-1274.
This time for sure.
Oh, prison inmates.
Oh, I see. Yes, okay.
Prison inmates.
Prison inmates with dumbbells and leather exercise balls. So I'm just going to take the word prison inmates. See what comes up if I go over here and search for it. Let's see, what category is that in again? That's collectibles photographic images. So I'm going to go to collectibles.
Then vintage and antique pre-1940.
Right. And there's 10 listings and yours shows up. And your watermark on this photo... I don't see it. Oh, it's very...
I see it.
Yeah, it's very... I wouldn't worry about that. That's hardly noticeable, but it would definitely make the photo not printable.
And she's only got two pictures.
The front and the back.
One of them is the back. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all you need for this.
Yeah, I can see the picture pretty well.
Well, for photos, yeah.
Yeah. So it's you're selling a collectible, and it's a collectible market, so it's, you know, of I don't want to say limited, but it's a, you know, there's not a, you're going to find that this is a, and I'm sure you know this, you know, this is a very specialized field. So sometimes things don't sell right away. Have you considered maybe a best offer on a photo like this?
I put it up once with the markdown manager.
Yeah.
You know, like 10% off, but I do find... That if you just put them up, I mean, there's always new people. Who
yes, there are.
On eBay.
That's right. Yeah.
So I figure, hey, you throw enough mud against the wall, some of it's going to stick.
I think the picture is really clear.
Oh, I love pictures like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
What's their stories, you wonder?
I know.
And we live on the East Coast, so we get gobs and gobs, just barrel fulls. At auction of beach, Atlantic City, Ocean City. It's wonderful. Those old 20s, 1910s, 1920s, 1930s of the old bathing suits. Oh my gosh, people like fully clothed on the beach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, people love that. I know. I have a small collection of old photos. Some of these are hysterical. I want this one. It's sold.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what you call it here. It says 1960s vintage photo swimsuit bear man in kiddie pool with swim mask. I mean, that is hysterically funny.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, these are great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think you're doing fine. I mean, it's like I said, you're making sales, but you know, you'll find it goes up and down. That's just the nature of the collectibles market.
Yeah, we've been in for a while, so that's why I was wondering. It seemed like about when we started watermarking is when things kind of like crashed and burned. So I didn't know whether it was the economy or whether it was maybe the watermarking. So I figured I'm going to call you guys.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. You'll find that most people who sell photographs like yours, they use that watermarking, and it's perfectly understandable why.
And most people who would want these photos understand watermarking.
Of course, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, well, good.
Not to worry. You're doing a good job, kiddo.
Now I'm lost in your listings.
She's 100%, she has 100% positive feedback, 4,880 1 feedback score.
I'm so close to that next star.
You're getting it. It's going to be there. Hey, so do you have any unusual stories? It's okay if you don't. An unusual story of somebody or a photo that you found or maybe reconnected with somebody? Or
yes. Yeah, we had one, like there was a model for a boat show, and somebody contacted us and said, that's my dad with that model.
Uh-oh.
And so she bought a bunch of them for one of his birthdays or something. So I actually said, well, let us know what happens when he gets it, and she never let us know. So
let us know what her mother has to say about it.
Yeah, who is the model?
Yeah, well, no, she never got back with us. So it was like,
oh.
Yeah, she used it as proof in the divorce hearings.
I was not going to recontact her.
How long have you been selling on eBay, Gypsy's Lair?
Oh, gosh, what's it say? Like 2002? I don't know. Long
Let me see.
Time.
It says here. Since 2002, that's it's a long time, babe. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I love your, I'm sunk because I got to find something to buy. Thanks a lot. Look at this. It's an old Cadillac on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Oh, it's sold. Looking at the sold listings.
Oh, my gosh, the automobiles. And you know what's beautiful about this business is the other eBayers. You can always count on them because they will, without fail, go, that's not a 54 Chevy. That's a, 53 Pontiac, And it's like, good for you. Thank you so much. Because they don't get anything out of it. And they just help keep our integrity intact, And
well,
it's an awesome
Gypsy's Lair, this has been a hysterical phone call. Thanks so much, Vanessa.
Bye-bye.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.